Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. We have before us three resolutions, House Concurrent Resolution 11, 12, and 13. Be my intention, if the committee sort of desires to take these up for consideration tonight. You have in your file folders a report which I've given to you earlier today, and I hope you've had time to read it. I would like to adopt that committee report today and at least discuss this point. Have all the committee members had a chance to read the committee report, suggested committee report? Do you all feel you have enough time to consider the questions raised in the report? What are the desires in the committee report?
Mr. Chairman, in the interest of making sure that this report, which I read today, is precisely what we all want, I would like to raise a question about the correctness of the report. I would call your attention to page 13. And let's see, down there about, well, come to the first paragraph beginning with all. Coming down to about 7 lines there. There's the sixth line, likelihood, starts with the word likelihood, the sixth line. That commitment of gas will have some favorable effect. The committee strongly recommends that 100% of the state's royalty gas not be committed. And 100% of the state's royalty gas has not been committed. That's my concern.
Okay. Mr. Chatterton tried to specify in the report that what is being committed really is a royalty share on a daily flow basis, and nobody knows what 100% of our share is. As the contract states, it could be 2.6, and predictions are that it's really higher than that. But really my intention to have stated there, production, 100% of daily production, and I think your point's well taken.
Okay.
I would tend to make that clear. In fact, before the committee report goes out, I would have that written in.
Okay.
Good point. Any other comments on the report?
There is this, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chatterton.
I would, if you would bear with me for a second, I'll try and find it. Turn to page 7. And the bottom paragraph beginning in determining what the state gets. Carrying on over to page 8 through that paragraph, ending with the word Congress. I would like to... Okay, start it right
page
here.
Page 7, last right. Paragraph.
Okay.
In determining...
Okay, I get
you. I'm not sure that entire paragraph carrying over on page 8 through Congress necessarily is substantive to the report, and it reads just fine if it was deleted. And I wonder if the committee might consider the deletion of that paragraph.
Is that a motion?
I'll make it as a motion.
What was the reason for that again?
Mr. Chatterton?
Okay. It down here in the very bottom line of page 7, it says the implied threat to our sister states that failing to secure the desired choice of pipeline routes. I do not remember any of that implied threat being expressed in the hearings. And my feeling of the entire paragraph is that it does not add any support to the committee's report, suggested report here, and it is negative. And my motion would be to strike the entire paragraph.
Okay, there's a motion. Is there discussion on that? I would comment, Mr. Chatterman, that I don't know if the testimony used that exact language, but there's a lot of things that have been considered on the question of approval of these contracts, which, of course, was not directly testified to. There were a lot of exhibits and information that we derived prior to that. I think you draw your own conclusions on that. I think that the essence of the, let's say, compulsion or persuasion on decision makers is that if the route, El Paso route, is not chosen, this gas would not be available. I think that's, whether it's maybe threat is strong, but I think it's accurate. I would probably oppose your motion. Is there any other discussion on that?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Parr.
I don't think that the first part of that, in determining that first sentence, I don't think there's any question about in my mind. I think Mr. Chatterton's real concern is if we're talking about the implied threat, right?
Truthfully.
Narrowing down. It might be possible to reword that somewhat. I'd have to.
But you have no objection to the first sentence there in terminating?
I have no objections to the first sentence of that paragraph.
Okay. I do recall testimony, at least as to the last sentence, that the threat may not be taken credibly. Is your main objection to the
negative
sentence,
aspect,
the implied threat sentence?
Yes.
Would you need your objection if that one sentence in between the two?
No, that would, if that one sentence starting the implied threat,
okay,
and ending and ending where the heck the rascal ends with the to persuade.
Persuade, yeah.
Yeah, that's my primary objective, objection, and the rest, as far as I'm concerned, is that.
Okay. Any other comment on that?
On that particular paragraph?
Yeah.
I'm amending my motion or
all
something.
Right. Okay, I have no objection to removal of that particular sentence. Is there any other objection to the motion? Hearing none, delete that sentence.
Thing in the report that concerns me is the business about pardon the surplus, the problem of surplus to the state's needs as of the time of signing the contracts, as opposed to surplus at future dates during this 20-year period. And I think that's referred to, and we'll have to find a place again. But we don't really recommend that the contracts be amended if they ought to be approved. And I believe. I'm sorry.
I thought
is that
not
covered
in this report. I the purpose of this report was to raise some questions that may need resolution. I was hoping that when we did take action on the particular concurrent resolutions that you'd indicate.
You that would go in there then?
Yeah.
Okay, just fine. I just.
There's, of course, there's some question if we choose to recommend amendment of these contracts, what the procedure would be. And I think we'd have to get together with administration officials and find out what their position is on amendment.
Well, what I was referring to is on page 8, that last big full paragraph, the question of the possibility that only what's regarded as surplus at the time the contract is signed would be binding in the future, and although our need to say might increase at a later date, that we'd still be bound into what's determined to be surplus as of this date. And if that's going to go with instead of the resolutions, instead of the report, that's fine.
Fine. No further questions on the committee report. What are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move adoption of the committee report.
I object.
Okay. Mr. Parr moves for adoption of the committee report, and Mr. Hayes objects. Discussion?
Okay. I'd state the reason.
Mr. Hayes.
I think the report is written from a negative viewpoint. It's sort of like you maybe have a I've read this report. I read one here by Mr. Salitis. I have my own opinion as to what the preponderance of the testimony told us, and it's sort of like you take the answer and work it backwards and justify that, you know, you justify whatever conclusion you reach by pointing out those things that occurred that substantiate that. I think that my viewpoint is that there was ample testimony by, particularly by those experts that were retained by the committee, by the legislature, to indicate that approval of the contracts were in the best interest of the state at this time, and I don't get that from reading this report. I reach a different conclusion, and for that reason, I object.
Object to reaching a different conclusion?
I object to this report at least as indicating my opinion of what the testimony meant and the conclusions that are reached in this report.
Any further discussion? Mr. McKinnon?
No, I've read the report too, and I think it raises more questions than reaches any definite conclusions. I think the only real recommendation that it makes is that it's a rejection of the El Paso contract. And out of the hearings, I think the only thing we're really getting out of these contracts is supposedly some sort of political clout that these various companies have, and I think we already have that on the part of El Paso. So the only real recommendation that the report makes is a rejection of the El Paso contract. And I think that it's a good recommendation in that we aren't gaining anything else from El Paso. El Paso is going to be lobbying hard for that line regardless of whether or not it has this contract. And it reserved to the state that at least 25% of our royalty gas so that maybe we can find a better place to put it.
Mr. Hayes.
Well, I don't agree that I don't agree that that's the conclusion that's reached in here, and I think the report tends to point out many problem areas that would, if you would approve this report, would tend to lead to more hearings, more studies, and simply prolong a decision. And I'm of the opinion that we've had enough testimony and enough information to reach a conclusion. And I don't think there's anything in here conclusive other than certainly strong implication in here that there's inadequate information to reach a decision to approve the Raleigh gas sale. And it leaves door open for a lot more, for more hearings, for checking into legal questions, and simply holding up any decision.
Well, Mr. Hayes, it's not my intention tonight to hold a decision up, nor to recommend that this committee, unless it's the desire of the committee, to hold any more hearings on the contracts. Unlike maybe some of the other committee action on the other body, I thought that it might be beneficial to the members to provide them with some of our thinking on it. If you don't agree with the way that it's presented, then I think you should have voted accordingly on the report.
Yep.
And we'll get on. Any other discussion? All those in favor of adopting the report, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. Records so reflect. The first, we might as well take them in numerical order. The first House Concurrent Resolution number 11 deals with the proposed contract with Tenneco Alaska, which sells 50% of the production royalty gas, conditioned with those take-back provisions that I know that you're all familiar with and that we've already commented on. What are your wishes on this first resolution?
I'll move to pass the bill out with the unanimous due pass recommendation.
Object.
Objection. It's been made. I prefer to do it this way. I prefer to separate the motions. Have a motion to move to report it out, and then we'll see how many due passes we have.
I'll make the motion to report it out.
Is there any objection to reporting this House Concurrent Resolution 11 out? Hearing none, the bill will be reported out. How many due passes do we have on this resolution? Okay. We'll report it out with individual recommendations. Passing that around, I think we can take up now for consideration House Concurrent Resolution number 12. What are the wishes of the committee on that one?
Move the bill out.
Okay. Is there any objection to moving House Concurrent Resolution Number 12 out? Okay. How many due passes do we have on that? Two. We'll report that one out with individual recommendations. Okay, the final resolution we have here is House Concurrent Resolution Number 13, which represents the approving instrument for the contract with El Paso. What are the wishes of the committee?
Let's move it out.
Okay. Are there any objections to moving out House Concurrent Resolution Number 13? Hearing none. Bill will be reported out. How many due passes do we have on that? We'll report the bill out with individual recommendations. House, we have a majority report on the House Concurrent Resolution 13. But it do not pass. Would you correct that on that? Okay. The resolutions will go to Finance Committee, and we have to Mr. Cooper to act, but it's my view that we'll probably have to take some quick action on them at least. There's one other matter to come before the committee, that is, you might look in your bill folders, there's a committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 27, which deals with a study of state financing of a pipeline. And speaking to the speaker on it, he reminded me that there's a Senate bill, a Senate concurrent resolution already in state affairs. And that I think what we can do is give our thinking on to the state affairs chairman, maybe have this, it'll probably go on to finance, I don't know for sure, so we can deal with that issue in the other committees. So it wouldn't, unless there's some other wish in this regard, we won't take up that resolution. I've talked to the sponsors of it, and they'd be happy to deal with it in that manner. Is there any other comment or business that you want to take up at this time?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Parr?
You said the Senate, on the Senate resolution, are they going to cover some of the same matters that are covered here then? For example, the second, further resolved in this new substitute?
Would be my view to have that taken up both in the State Affairs and Finance Committee referrals. And so I think it would expedite it rather than, since that resolution has already come over to deal with that one.
Okay.
Any further business to come before the committee? I want to thank the committee for its diligence and its long, hard hours. We spent a lot of time away from other matters, but this was fairly important, and I think you gave it the consideration it deserved. I thank you for your persistence. Meeting is adjourned.
Do we destruct that?